Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for December the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2017, hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Last hour, incredible hour, we had on Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about this former jihadist coming to Utah. He spoke in Highland, Utah. His name is Kamal Saleem. And hopefully we can get him on the radio with us. He left his family and his home in the East as a young man to enter his mission field, which is to convert everybody to radical Islam. He came to the United States. He was working to get it done. Some things happened in his life, and now he's a Christian. And he speaks out about how evil the radical Islam viewpoint is. And he talks about cultural jihad attacks the seven mountains of U.S. influence. It starts out media, education, and business. Wow. And by the way, with Liberty Roundtable Live, we work on the media. We believe the new media needs to take center stage and expose this stuff. We need to attack hateful, spiteful, hostile ideologies and reject them. But we need to be kind and Christian to people. He thought that they were going to kill him. He thought the Christians were hostile and it was a kill or be killed world. He didn't understand that Christianity is a peaceful religion. Once he realized they weren't trying to kill him, he had an awakening, which is tremendous. Anyway, bottom line is, we in America, rather than exposing these radical ideologies, we're covering them up. For example, in 2012, these two groups, one's called CARE, and the other one's called ISNA, I-S-N-A, they removed from FBI and CIA manuals and training materials anything that was offensive to Muslims. Well, I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anybody, but we've got to identify, make transparent, and reject evil, hostile ideologies wherever they come from. Anyway, nevertheless, the bottom line is there's literally 33 terrorist military training camps in the United States. I mean, it's crazy. And on one hand, you know, you look at this and you get so incensed, you just want to, you know, go to war and stop this evil. I get the idea. I reject that more war is going to help. Peace is the only answer. Teaching the principles of Jesus Christ, integrating people into America who come here. Sure, we should work on not bringing so many people to the United States. We need to make sure that if they come, we can assimilate them, that they'll learn our language, that they'll learn our customs, learn our cultures, that they'll make friends, that they'll understand and believe in the United States. We got a row to hoe, folks, but it can be done. And it starts, in my humble opinion, with following the Prince of Peace, teaching Christianity. All right, Kurt, do you want to add to that before we move along?
I think it's a pretty good summary. I think it was well done. Yeah.
All right. Work. Anyway, last hour broke the details down with Lowell Nelson a little more if you guys want to check that out. Mm-hmm. All right, President Donald Trump's going to visit Utah. He's going to visit Utah today, and he's going to shrink some national monuments. I think that's good news. He's not going far enough, but it's a good start. But here's the sad part, Kurt. Yeah. Trump missed Mr. Saleem's incredible presentation. That's super sad. We got to make sure Trump gets caught up on that. Secondarily, it looks like Trump wants swamp monster Orrin Hatch to remain in the swamp. Kurt, he's going to push for, Orrin to be reelected and to stay in office, Kurt. See, Donald just can't understand. He has these ideas to drain the swamp, and then he just wants to keep the swamp alive, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, and there are some that say, well, you know, Orrin Hatch is kind of helping Donald Trump. And so, you know, it maybe is akin to the whole Luther Strange, the thing that was pretty strange. You know, you get those insiders, you know, the guys that are in there, then they kind of scratch your back and you got to scratch their back, I guess is how that works. But it's
the Deseret News pitches it and says Trump pushing Hatch to run for the 8th term. Deseret News. I mean, it's crazy talk.
Yeah.
He doesn't want Mitt Romney to get in, but I would submit that Mitt Romney would be better than Hatch, actually. I don't think Romney's great, but I think it'd be better than Hatch. First off, at least he's not going senile, Kurt.
Well, and yet, on the other hand, you look at what Romney has done when it comes to, in my opinion, wimping out. You know, I will give you that he's a moral man, you know, with one wife, you know, that kind of stuff. But when it comes to wimping out with the whole Obama thing and those others now, I'm not telling you Hatch is way ahead of this, but at least he hasn't been, you know, an enemy to Trump. You know, it seems to have been, you know, almost a helper there, which, you
know, that's right. And it all depends on the circumstances. You know, yeah, Romney was a big helper to Trump at one point too.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say based on position if Hatch would really be for Trump or if he's just doing it to go along and get along or doing, I don't know the reasons. It's a strange world. Would you rather have a Hatch or a Romney though, Kurt?
Well, it's, you know, the old choice A and choice B. Like,
yeah.
Give me a choice C. How about Scott Bradley?
And amen to that.
I'm there for that.
But I'm just saying that's kind of the way Trump's making it sound. And I think if Trump backed a different candidate that was really a good, honest, moral guy that was outside the swamp, just think what we could do if Donald really helped, if they really put Republican money into backing Scott Bradley. And just think where we could get. But see, they're not doing
that. Yeah, but
that
would be like if you had a good guy in the Senate, not like McConnell, you know, or you wouldn't have a Ryan in the House. You know, the insiders of the Kingmen have got a lot of power, you know.
There's no question, but who would you pick? Would you pick a Romney or a Hatch? And I'd pick Romney for two reasons. One, at least he's got a lot of business sense where Hatch doesn't have. Hatch doesn't know anything but government. At least Romney knows some business. Secondly, Romney hasn't been in there as long, which means, you know, that, again, when people go there and they haven't been there as long, a Hatch, for example, at the start wasn't near like he is today, Kurt. And so I would just say, look, we need fresh blood. If you ask my opinion, I want choice C, like Kurt says. But if you're going to be forced to choose between one of the two, I'd at least have a guy in there that knows business and a guy in there that hasn't been a swamp monster as long that might actually do some good. Now, it's interesting how Romney and Trump used to be friends. They used to be very complimentary of each other. I don't know what happened, and I don't know where that's going, but there you go. So what do you say, Kurt? Who would you rather have?
In this case, if you're making me have to choose between Hatch and Romney.
Well, hold on. When you say I'm making you, I'm not trying to make you. I'm just telling you that's what society is going to try to push on
you.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm
saying.
I'm just anticipating the discussion.
That's what this story is, though. Is you're given those two. I don't have any other option. I would probably stay with Hatch. Now, the only reason for that is there's, you know, they always push this whole seniority thing. And, you know, he's definitely got seniority. He definitely showed last week when he at least didn't go against the president when it came to the whole tax thing. His committee passed it out of there just like with one vote to spare. You know, man, it is really hard for me to be saying, yeah, pro Hatch. But in this case, I would say I'd stay with Hats, like
I would go with Romney, like I said, only because he's a business guy, and just because, again, the less somebody's there, the less
I think Hatch understands business. The reason I
he's
think he understands business, yeah, but he's been in government business, and it's big business, believe me.
Oh, you know, you're right about that. It's just the wrong kind of business.
And what I saw of Romney's business stuff was, you know, you got these Bain Capital deals and the massive investments in things like, you know, these big bunches of radio stations that I think was, you know, incorrectly done and many times
I agree with that.
Is out of control business, is what I'd call it.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
And then
who's
you
worse,
look at
you know?
Romney's, that's what I mean. You look at Romney's stuff in, what was it, New Jersey or wherever he was, Maryland, anyway, whatever state that was where he was governor, and everybody always points to it as Obamacare early, you know, and you look at it and go, well, great, you know, and we'd import that. Now, I agree that they're both really poor choices, but if I'm made to choose, then I'd probably just stick with Hatch, and hopefully he'll. Now, I'm not saying I hope he dies, but he is pretty old, and so maybe, you know, pretty soon he'll say, well, I've had enough of this, and we'll really get
no.
a guy like Scott Bradley.
Now, what'll really probably happen is they'll probably die in office or get so sick in office, somebody will be the incumbent, and then you'll have a real tough time replacing anybody with anybody. So, you know, there's no good answers with this kind of stuff. What they'll probably do is run, what's that other guy's name that ran for president, Kurt?
Oh, yeah, the one from Utah that was the third-party candidate you're talking about. I don't remember. It's okay. Thanks.
Oh, I'll look up his name
for bringing him up, you know.
Well, it's this guy that I believe has a political future in Utah,
CIA,
even though he shouldn't.
Former guy. Yeah, that guy. Stuff like that.
The reason I bring him up is because what they'll probably do is put a Romney in, and if we get our guy that actually has some traction, then they'll insert that guy to, you know, mess it up.
Yeah.
All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt in seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The guy that I was trying to remember, his name is Evan McMullen. And what's likely to happen is you might, you know, who would you rather have, a Hatch, a Romney, or an Evan McMullen? So that's the problem, is we don't even have any hard.
Well,
any
I think your,
really run,
your scenario, though, would be exactly right. So let's say the freedom lovers of Utah actually got a guy like Scott Bradley who, you know, could win if given the coverage and that kind of
thing.
That's
right.
Like,
and if we
Mike,
put enough
Mike
money
Lydia.
Behind him, he could really do it, for sure.
Yeah. And so then you'd have the token Democrat, but then you'd also have the guys jump in with a Evan McMullen type person and probably a Romney to make sure that Romney could, you know, win.
Either that or Evan. They wouldn't care which. And what they'd do is they'd basically, you know, carve that up, and you'd probably win with 22% or something crazy, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's kind of a scary scenario, to say the least. And, it's hard. I'm not really, like, heavy that, oh, man, I'd much rather have Romney than Hatch. And I'm not sure you're very heavy that I'd much rather have Hatch than Romney. Both of them are so horrible, it's hard to say, but I wouldn't want Evan McMullen either. The problem is we don't have anybody that's real that I believe that I would want to vote for or believe in that's backed by any money that could actually win. There's nobody that I know of, not a single person that I can say, look, this person could win. They've got the popularity or the money, or we could put together enough support to really give them a credible chance. I don't see anybody. Do you, Kurt?
Not until we get, you know, more of the media, or at least more on our side.
Either that or more money to fund it, or enough foot soldiers.
Yeah,
I'm not saying there's only one way.
Both things,
but it's got to be all the above kind of thing. You got to have a lot of foot soldiers to make it happen, too. If the people really wanted it, it could happen. We're not trying to be negative. We're just trying to be realistic about, hey, it costs about, what, $10 million to make a senator happen?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you this, if we were to get the good guys in, they'd ratchet that up to $50 million.
Yep.
Just go look at some of the other examples where, I mean, look, how much is the Roy Moore case going to cost?
Yeah.
We don't even know if he's going to get in. They've done everything they can. They've launched a third-party write-in candidate. They've attacked him. Their latest plan is to go all the way to, like, Australia and say, oh, he went to Australia back in 1984, Kurt, and he was a troubled soul then. And well, anyway, when you really read the story, they tell you that he went to there. You wonder if he's running away from his sexcapades then. But when you really read the story, Kurt, the headline makes it sound like, oh, my gosh, there's something sinister. Roy Moore went to Australia, and it's crazy. He was hiding from something. What's going on? That's what they kind of make you believe when you see the headlines or see the top of the story. When you read the story, every single person there, including young teenage girls, said he never did a single thing that was wrong, and everything that he did had the utmost Christian-type behavior to it. Everything. Including young girls, teenage at the time, said they knew Roy Moore. They dealt with him in many situations. He was nothing but a gentleman. And so they make it sound like there's this big, you know, to do. But when you dig in, there's nothing there, Kurt. In fact, that really, in my opinion, articulates the man's character. But they use it against him as if there's something hidden or sinister there. If they could just find the needle in the haystack and get the pay dirt kind of thing. But
they went
gone,
quite a ways to look into it.
They've gone over the globe for this, and they still lose, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah, and this the story I read was out of The Guardian, which is across the pond, and at least, you know, they, you know, came up with basically nothing, but, I mean, at least they dug into it, you know.
The headline should be More haters trot the globe for dirt on the candidate and find nothing but a backup of his stellar character from literally decades ago. That's what the headline ought to read. But no, everything you read, they have this sinister idea that there must be something there. I mean, he was running from something. He was a troubled soul. He was, you know, these kinds of things. They're making it out like that, but they don't have anything to back up their, in my opinion, deceptive fake news, Kurt. Anyway, pretty interesting.
Good point.
All right, I guess the tax bill was approved, Kurt. You want to respond to this?
Well, you know, in my opinion, the phrase, the devil's in the details, is really appropriate here. You're going to find that over the next few weeks, you got the House and the Senate. They're going to, I don't know, have their big boys, whoever they are, that can go over this stuff and come up with, you know, something at the end, I guess. But I will say this, that I certainly hoped for more, but I am grateful for, you know, any little tidbits we get thrown, Sam, you know what I mean?
You got that right.
I don't know what else to add.
Well, except, I will say this, the devil's in the details, yeah. But I'm going to double down and say this, though. You know what? I'm not telling you that it's perfect, and I agree there's a lot of problems. And I'm concerned about the $1 trillion debt, and I'm concerned about a lot of the details of this. But I don't want to act too hasty, Kurt. There's a lot of good things in this bill. And like Rand Paul says, hey, we can vote for tax cuts over and over and over. Now, if we say that, hey, this cutting of taxes is going to push us into debt, I disagree with that. I think that's a lie. Let's cut taxes, put more money in the pockets of the American people. Let's let the economic pie grow, which it always does. But let's now focus, after we get this tax reform, you know, thing in place, let's go ahead and really focus on reducing spending. And then we can ensure that not only do we not spend $1 trillion into oblivion, we can save $1 trillion. It'll be a $2 trillion turnaround, and it could be laid at Trump and the Republicans' feet for solutions, Kurt. Okay, there's answers here, is what I'm saying. And even though I'm concerned about this bill some, and I agree the devil's in the details, I don't want to throw it out and act like it's all bad, Kurt, because it isn't. There's a lot of good to it.
Good point.
And, you know, I don't know how to ferret all that through and be fair. I don't want to just attack people. I don't want to get it, you know, dead before it ever has a chance. There needs to be more tax benefits for more people. I mean, I agree. I don't think they're near as aggressive on the rates as they ought to be. Lowering taxes. In other words, let's make it a real cut and let's get rid of Obamacare, says Rand Paul. He's right. But let's not ever pretend that putting more money in the pockets of an American family versus the government puts the government more in debt. That isn't true. In fact, that blesses America. Who's putting America more in debt are those who will not cut spending, Kurt, and curtail, in my opinion, their programs. Right?
Great point.
All right. Anything else to add on this one?
Not that I can see, Sam.
All right. I guess the UN quits. I'm sorry. The United States quits UN Global Compact on Migration.
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I can find that one. Say that one more time. Just read it one more time.
You're the one that gave this to me. I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying
U.S. quits UN Global Compact on Migration.
Yeah.
So it's some immigration story. There's this big global compact on it, and we're backing out, supposedly. I wish it were really true, but okay.
That's right. Good point. You know, it's kind of like the headline that we hope to see one day that says, hey, we're out of the UN. But anyway, I doubt that that's really going to happen. But at least, you know, it's a step in the right direction, right?
Yeah, what we usually see is we say we're pulling out of something, and then when you do the due diligence and our enemies come back and they're like, oh, by law, you can't leave till like 2040 and, you know, and this kind of weird stuff if somehow the law is above us and we're not above the law. I mean, the law is above us and we're not responsible for the law. Okay, other words, hey, at some point, who gave the authority for our sovereign nation to put that in the hands of others? And see, those are kind of the problems that I have with this. I hope it's true, but what the heck is this compact on migration, Kurt? What the heck is it?
Well, it's usually some deal that basically we make that says, hey, we'll take so many of these people and you take some of these or whatever, you know. But like you say, typically the devil's really in the details, and, you know, you can't really trust for sure what you read simply because, you know, it's the media's take on it. But you find out that there's all these little behind-the-scenes deals that so many times, hey, they're a mess, Sam.
Well, you got that right, primarily because they violate our nation's sovereignty. And this idea that we can't get out of one of them is proof. You know, it's worse than the Hotel California kind of an idea, right? I mean, you know, you can check in anytime you like, but you can never leave kind of idea. And that's what tells me that it's tyrannical and wrong. If we're like, hey, you can leave anytime you want. It's a great organization. If you believe in it, support it. If you don't, don't. And they were confident that, you know, we would want to be part of it because it's doing good and we can see that everywhere. That's the kind of organization that I'm, you know, feeling like we need to be part of it. But basically, it's the United Nations initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And promote, you know, immigration. How good those are. Yeah.
It's a disaster.
Yeah. But at least, according to the headline, we're pulling out. But we should have been doing that a long time ago, you know?
Yeah, part of the problem is they talk about, you know, they got a global initiative to fight human trafficking. See, at first you kind of think it might be related to that. But the problem is the UN has a lot of things that sound good until you study what it really means.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I guess the North Korean soldier escaped. He got shot 5 times during the escape, but I guess he's doing okay, Kurt. Any comments on this one?
Well, I guess we're grateful he's okay.
You want to know why we're grateful for that, Kurt?
Because we're pro-life?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. And he might not agree with us. We might reject his ideology or what he's been brainwashed or taught. But the more kind we are to him, the more gentle, the more we, you know, bring him into our society, the more he might be valuable to us to educate us on what's happening. And he might, you know,
kinda
embrace
like Kamal Saleem.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. Just different because he's from Korea, right?
Yeah, and we don't. We're not supposed to hate our enemies. We're supposed to love our enemies.
Yeah. Right? Anyway, we saved his life for a starter. Now all we got to do is teach him life, liberty, and teach him about property and the blessings and, you know, Christianity, and we can do that. Anyway, I don't have much to say about the North Korean soldier except to say, hey, I'm glad for pro-life, and I'm glad that we could save this guy, and I hope that we can teach him the principles that'll help his family be great. Steve Bannon going to campaign for Roy Moore this week, Kurt. Did you see this?
No, but I'm good certainly not surprised. You know, I mean,
I'm not surprised. I'm just delighted and wanted to report.
Yeah, he's been all in on the.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, it's good news to report. That's all. You know?
Yeah,
I know things are really.
That's one of the reasons I'm for promoting the whole Breitbart thing. Is at least it sure seems like.
We'll call them, see if they can help fund us. See if we can use all their stories for our news organization, and see if we can get a few Breitbart folks on the radio with us. And hey, we'll help them all we can.
Good point. I'll work on that.
All right. Perfect. Hey, some are saying that Donald Trump thinks that a government shutdown will help him politically. I don't know that that's true, but that's what they're reporting, Kurt. So do you think Trump thinks that a shutdown will help him politically? You think he thinks that?
I don't know. I mean, typically, though, you could find out almost everything that you want to find out about what he thinks by just reading his tweets. So,
yeah, if he's the one that even tweets.
Yeah, that's right.
But here's my take.
At least one of his attorneys said that he had crafted a tweet.
That's what I'm saying.
He was surprised, or sorry for the way he crafted it or whatever, you know.
All right.
But
now,
at least it's their way of doing the media.
That's right. Now, I will say this, though.
Yeah.
It all depends on how we manage the shutdown. Now, let me explain what I mean. Not only manage it in terms of what we shut down, but how we let them frame the arguments and how many people stand up for what's right. Let me give you an example. Let's say the government shuts down. Are we going to let them talk about essential versus non-essential government services and blame the Republicans for the shutdown? If we let the mainstream press do that, it will be a huge loss and will not do Donald any good at all. On the other hand...
Do you think that they'll bring that up, Sam?
No, of course not. They won't bring up my point. What they'll do is they'll just act like Donald and the Republicans are their enemies and they can't get anything done. They'll use their record against them. But I would come back and talk about it differently. I would come back and say, Donald, yes, if the government gets shut down, if we can tell the tale that, look, we're going to fund all constitutional services. And we're going to vote piecemeal legislation to keep each piece that is constitutional running. Then we could force the Democrats on every single line item to either support the proper role of limited constitutional government or go on public record against it. And we would do it item after item after item. And then every item that's not constitutional, that doesn't have a, quote, constitutional mandate, Kurt, or a codified in law line item backing up its genuine expense, we would simply say we're never going to turn that back on. And you Democrats could talk all day long about your unconstitutional, you know, weaponized against the American people government agency plan that you want to keep funding. We're not doing it. And I think that if you did it right, and if the new media took part with the constitutional conservatives, the real ones that believed in America, I think Trump would partner with them, and I think you would get a ton done. And so it all depends on where the blame goes. It all depends on how we control the media. Do we have enough clout as the new media takes center stage with Donald tweeting and Sam and Kurt talking and everybody else in between, Breitbart, you know, working at it, and WorldNet Daily, and a lot of good people doing a lot of good things. If we all, a lot of the Christian groups too, the American Family Association, Liberty Council, I mean, I can go on and on and on of the good people doing good things. If we all were to get together and hold them accountable and say, look, we're not going to ever turn on unconstitutional government again. We've got these 25 separate single bill legislative pieces, up and down votes on given clear line items. They're not omnibus spending bills at all. And, you know, the Democrats are holding up every one of these, but the Republicans are ready. America, people, help us. And if we really got out the vote, if we really got out the word, if we really had a group of congressmen and senators stood together with Donald Trump and the American people, we could change the game, Kurt, overnight. We really could. So I don't want to be negative on this, but I think, does Trump think a government shutdown would help him politically? I don't know what he thinks, but I know those are the reality checks on how well it would go, Kurt, on who they can pin the blame on. And if they could pin the blame on Donald, it won't go well for him. And so it's a very risky thing to do. But it's not risky to stand on constitutional government, Kurt. In fact, it's the moral, right thing to do. I got good news, though. You know, you can criticize Donald all day long for his mistakes and his missteps. And I bring up things that I'm concerned about, okay? I don't bring it up to attack Donald. But I do bring it up because I think there's education in the differences sometimes. And I bring this all up because even if you're critical of Donald, there's a lot of people talking about Donald Trump is Reagan-esque. And they even say he's even more Reagan than Reagan in many cases. And I have a hard time believing that when I see certain things in the news. But when I see other things in the news, I believe it. And most importantly, when I see the manipulation of the mainstream press, I mean, it doesn't matter what good Donald does, they spin it bad. I mean, Donald could literally help someone on the street and save their life, and the mainstream press would be like, how come Donald didn't alert his Secret Service that he was saving somebody's life? I mean, they'd find some way to just down it, right? They always do. That's how they are. And so I kind of look at it and say, I've got to give Donald more credit than he's getting. Because he's done a lot of good. And let me give you an example. I don't think that Clinton, Bush, or multiple Bushes, or Obama talked like Reagan or like Trump. I got a soundbite with Reagan and Trump back to back. You ready to listen to it?
Sure.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
We love our country. We love our families. We love our freedom. And we love our God.
Now, between those two gentlemen, doesn't that nail everything this show's about, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't find a president in between that's been that direct.
Yep.
And in modern times, I can't find a president before either. Now, you go back a ways and I can.
Yeah.
But I bring this all up just because I think Trump really deserves some credit. And I know that you would say, Sam, you're just schizophrenic. Sometimes you praise Trump. Sometimes you criticize him. No, I do my best to be transparent in my beliefs. And I'm not here to criticize anybody. What I am here to do is point out flaws in things, because I think that's healthy for a public debate. But I always follow it up with solutions, Kurt, of what I think we could do. For example, did you know that 12 ministers got arrested the other day, Kurt? They were protesting the GOP tax plan, and they were in a Senate building, and they literally got arrested for protesting.
There you go.
What do you think of that?
Well, now, you know, if they would have had some, you know, women gyrating around saying it was free speech, you know, without any clothes on, then it would probably been okay, I suppose, you know. But anyway, they probably just didn't do it right, you know, in the world that we live in, right?
Yeah. Now, I don't know what these, you know, guys were protesting the GOP Senate, you know, tax plan or whatever, because, again, most of the Christian ministers, Kurt, and that's the interesting part, are supportive of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they say 12 ministers. They don't have the word Christian in there.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
See, isn't that interesting how when they use the word minister, you automatically think Christian, although they never said Christian, Kurt. Turns out, from what I understand, these ministers are a bunch of liberals. They want gay and lesbian this, and they want that, and they're, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Very strange stuff. All right, Pamela Anderson's in the news and deserves credit, Kurt. She says, quote, Weinstein's accusers knew what they were getting into.
Well, yeah, and she kind of goes along with what you said a number of times, Sam. You know, and this lady's not perfect, but, you know, so many times, I mean, whether it's us in America or an individual, say a woman, you know, just like Pam Anderson, she said, hey, these ladies shouldn't have been going by themselves to, you know, these places, you know, and, you know, she was right, Sam.
Yeah, but she got attacked relentlessly for it. But another woman came to her defense. We'll tell you who that is in seconds, and then we'll hammer home the points they make that are indeed legitimate, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt, we don't have an agenda except for God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property. We support the peaceful solutions in America, ladies and gentlemen. You gonna help?
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit, it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom, and It's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs, and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. Here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam and Kurt breaking down the news like no other. Pamela Anderson says Weinstein's accusers knew what they were getting into, and boy, do I agree with that. And there's a lady that backs up Pamela, even though Pamela's getting relentlessly attacked for her comments. She says women enable men like Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose. Who am I talking about? Roxanne Jones. She says behind every quote sexual harasser likely stands a woman willing to excuse, cover up, or feel sorry for him. It's hard to deny the reward for silence, but it ensures the continued inequality of women, she writes. Now, Roxanne Jones is the founding editor of ESPN magazine. She was the vice president of ESPN. She's worked as a producer, reporter, and editor at New York Daily and The Inquirer and other places. So there you have it, Kurt. Do you want to respond to this one?
Well, you know, we recommend that women, as well as anybody else, be in safe places and stay away from bad people.
Amen.
And, you know, so Pam Anderson and this other lady are, you know, they're talking our talk.
They're right. Now, here's the problem. They're criticizing both these women, and they're saying, look, Kurt, no matter what a woman does, there's no justification for rape or for sexual force or harassment, etc. And see, the problem is, we agree with that, Kurt.
Yep.
Just because a woman runs around half naked and taunts men and everything else, that doesn't mean that we believe men are off the hook. Anytime people engage in sexual activity outside of God's laws, I have a problem with it, Kurt.
That's right.
Now, just because I say that women knew what they were getting into, look, when you're a woman, and especially beautiful women, you know full well that when a man is saying, hey, come to my hotel room, that it can't be a good sign if your goal is to be moral, especially if you're going alone. So Pamela says, take somebody with you. Don't go to those places. Go to an office. Go to a restaurant. Go somewhere where you can meet. If his intentions are pure, he won't mind that. And I'm going to bring up Mike Pence now, Kurt, because the contrast is exactly what I'm saying. Mike Pence would say, hey, I never even go to dinner with a woman.
That's right.
Unless my wife is present, right?
That's
now,
right.
I bring that up because then they criticized
about
him.
Saying, yeah.
So see, you just can't win.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
You go to a hotel and a guy rapes you. And it's the guy's fault. You try to be Mike Pence to make sure that not only, one, that that even your own best intentions never get the best of you. In other words, hey, Mike's smart enough and I'm smart enough to say, hey, you put any of us alone with a beautiful woman and, you know, hey, it's just not going to go well. Not because we're bad, not because we're predators, but because there is an intentional attraction that men and women have for each other. That's by design, but only to be employed within the bounds the Lord has set. All right? And so when you put that natural God-given attraction in situations that can encourage that outside of God's laws, then it's trouble. So anyway, Mike Pence is spot on, but they attack him. They attack Pamela Anderson. They attack Roxanne Jones. And I guess my response is they want you to believe that women can do and say and behave in any way possible, and it's never the woman's, I don't want to say fault, but it's never the woman that has responsibility here. See, that's where I disagree. I don't say it's ever a woman's fault if she's ever abused. But I will say that she has responsibility to do her very best to decrease the likelihood of it occurring. That's just a common sense thing. You don't drink if you're a woman, because the likelihood of you having those problems when you drink increases. Don't get alone with men, any men. Don't put yourself in positions way late at night. Don't go to hotel rooms with
be
men.
Be there with your husband.
Well, you know, unless just, you don't have a husband. You know, then be there with a good peer group of good, honest, moral, trustworthy people. Okay, the reason that's that Kurt and I travel together all the time, it's not that I can't travel myself, folks. I'm plenty capable.
Yeah.
It is, though, that it's kind of like when you're a little kid and they say, if you're going to go swimming, bring a companion. If you're going to go hiking, or you know, bring a buddy, you know, use the buddy system, right? Kind of an idea?
Yep.
Hey, if I'm with Kurt Crosby all the time and, you know, both of us are married and we love our wives and we're going to look out for each other. It's not that I don't trust Kurt. It's not that he doesn't trust me. It's not like we're a bunch of animals just out to, you know, whatever. It is that we want to make sure that we're as far away from the line as we can be.
Yep.
And okay, and so I don't even really want to go to dinner or lunch with a woman. Even if it's me and Kurt and the woman. Not because she's a bad person. Not because she's a seductress. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm a predator. Not because of it. But because it just doesn't appear good. It just doesn't. Right. Look, if I'm not with that woman, there's not any chance of allegations, right?
Right.
If I'm with her, then it builds the case.
Well, there's chance of allegations, but there's.
Well, there's less likely that you can even connect the dots, right?
I mean, that's right.
Sure,
that's
you can make an allegation of anything. Your point's well taken. My point is, though, that there's not any legs that can be, you know, attributed to it or whatever. I can say, no way, I was with these guys over here. I was with, you know, Kurt and James and these other five guys at a restaurant. That isn't true. And so all I'm saying is that doesn't mean that we're saying women are guilty. Doesn't mean we're saying women are at fault or that women deserve this in any way. Of course they don't. What are you thinking? How dare you even suggest that? At the same time, we are saying there's responsibility. And it would be like a woman walking to her car late at night alone. I would recommend that not to happen either. Not because I'm saying women can't take care of themselves. I'm not saying anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
you just
that
I want them to be safer.
I don't believe people should be alone by themselves late at night in strange places. Men or women. Right. Now, it's maybe more dangerous for a woman to be because a man might have the ability to fight off attackers better, but it's not a good position for anybody to be in.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's say that a woman was hiring for radio. I wouldn't want to go to her hotel room alone either. In fact, I wouldn't do it. And if she wouldn't meet me on more appropriate terms, I'd say the interview request is over. All right, and this is the point that we're making. Can people take personal responsibility? And can we recommend that personal responsibility for people's safety without being attacked? And if you look at Pamela Anderson's case, or our case, or the case of this lady, Roxanne Jones' case, the answer is sadly no, Kurt. You can't recommend any solutions for safety or you're the bad guy. Even though Pamela's not perfect, even though this other lady, Roxanne Jones, I don't even know her. I might not agree with her on anything. But in these cases, Kurt, they're right. Personal behavior and personal responsibility is important, and there are solutions to this. If you don't want these sexual abusers, don't cover it up. Blow the whistle. And don't get alone with them ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you hear Matt Lauer has this lock on his door from his desk, don't go in his office, period. If you get fired, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that evil people have such prominent positions. But they wouldn't if we all would stand together. All right. Anyway, I guess nearly $10 million taxpayer dollars, Kurt, wasted on unused Afghanistan border equipment. Did you see this?
No, but I'm not surprised.
They have all kinds of photo equipment and everything else they put on the border, and I guess people over there don't really know how to use it, and so it's just basically $10 million of high-tech equipment just sitting there, and now they're exposing it, saying, hey, what a waste. This is what I mean by we can save money everywhere, Kurt, in government. We don't have to have $1 trillion in debt. And we can still cut the deficit and cut the taxes at the same time. Did you hear that Thursday night's NFL game looked like a ghost town, Kurt?
Well, that's what I've heard of a lot of the NFL things.
The Dallas Cowboys beat Washington Redskins. Are you allowed to say Washington Redskins these days? Anyway, they beat them, and I guess they beat them to a, well, they used to say sold-out crowd, Kurt. Now they call it a no crowd.
Yeah, skeleton crowd.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. What a sad deal.
Well, you know, I mean, at least this is where the people are voting with their money, right?
Amen. As well as they should. Happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's sad, but I think it's good news at the same time. But I don't think that the NFL is learning from their mistakes, Kurt. Do you?
Well, I think they're going to be forced to. I'm not saying they want to do it willingly, but I think they're not going to have any choice.
Amen. All right, Alicia Powell reporting, Kurt.
Well, yeah, this one headline, at least there's some good stuff. Let's see, this is the Clinton sex abuser one. Yes, sex accusers. So Alicia Powell from WorldNet Daily says the women who alleged former President Bill Clinton sexually assaulted them are calling for Congress to release the names of members of the House of Representatives who have paid off the victims of sexual harassment with a mysterious taxpayer-funded slush fund. You know, that was $17 million. And these ladies are, you know, Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Leslie Milwee. Well, they want to know who's done this. Willey told WorldNet Daily, she said, "I have just one thing to say to all of you congressmen and all of you senators. We pay you. You owe us. You owe us answers. You owe us an explanation. How did that fund start? Who started it? Who got it going? Why is everybody covering for these people? Why are they being allowed to get away with this horrible, horrendous treatment of women with no accountability whatsoever to anyone?"
And I have one response, Kurt.
Good.
These Go women ahead. Are spot on.
Amen to that.
Now, I know they tell you that I'm a white supremacist woman hater, but it's a lie. These women are right, Kurt. Let's have accountability and transparency, and let's get it done now.
Yeah. Yeah, and Willie argued this. She said the only reason they apologized is because they were caught. They had no intention of changing. It's in their DNA, and it's not like they are going to change. I would like to see Bill and Hillary Clinton's perks stripped from them because of their behavior. They've got plenty of money, and they've stolen from the Clinton Foundation. They won't go without. Oh, boy.
Amen to that.
She's anteing up.
Well, all I can tell you is they're right as rain. Let's get it done. Anybody who
resists.
You're
not going to get much coverage of that, though, are you?
But you ought to. That's why the new media needs to take center stage, ladies and gentlemen. We could take this sucker to the bank if we had enough ability to share it with the American people. The American people got behind these women.
They call John Conyers Captain Underwear.
Oh, boy. Ouch. All right, well, thanks for being along for the ride. 2 hours in the can. This nation shall endure.